We now know who the feds are saying is an ISIS helper here in Indiana. Good morning. Homeland Security has arrested a Plainfield man for funneling money and weapons to ISIS fighters in the Middle East. WTHR is reporting that that man is Nihad Rosic, and he's now behind bars. Rosic was taken into custody February 6th as a part of a larger sweep of six Bosnian nationals that included St. Louis and Chicago. Urban Indiana school districts could lose millions of dollars more than they thought to fast-growing suburban schools because of using old data. The Indianapolis Star reports the state house legislators this week voted on a massive overhaul to the school's funding formula based on old free lunch statistics. The two most impacted? IPS, who could lose $14 million more, and Wayne County Schools, $5 million more than originally anticipated. A swim coach at North Central High School is accused of child seduction. Administrators say Matthew Carrington was fired on Tuesday for alleged inappropriate text messages sent to a 16-year-old student. He was arrested yesterday. The student told police she texted Carrington frequently and the messages turned sexual in December, but the only physical contact they had was in a control room at the high school. New life is being brought to an old building in the heart of Indy. Louisville-based 21C Museum Hotels is planning a $55 million renovation of the old City Hall. The project would add a 150-room hotel to the parking lot just north of the historic building, with the old City Hall serving as the hotel lobby and a public art museum. Construction could begin in November if funding is approved by the City County Council. Ivy Tech and the Hoosier Lottery are teaming up to teach Hoosiers how to control their finances before their finances control them. Now, a free online course is available at learnfinancialliteracy.com. Now, that website covers topics such as reading a credit report, making wise investments, planning a budget, and tips for buying a car, plus picking a mortgage, and more. The Senate Judiciary Committee is sending Loretta Lynch's nomination as Attorney General to the full Senate. A full confirmation vote is expected in the coming days on the veteran federal prosecutor from the state of New York. If confirmed, she will replace outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson claims nearly 200,000 DHS employees will be forced to work without pay if Congress does not resolve a funding dispute. DHS funding is set to expire at midnight. In a news briefing at FEMA, Johnson warned that roughly 30,000 DHS employees will have to be furloughed. Now, speaking of the DHS, Republican House Speaker John Boehner is still blaming Senate Democrats for that funding dispute. At issue, the immigration fight. Senate Dems have been blocking a House GOP bill which links DHS funding to efforts to repeal President Obama's executive actions on immigration. A bit more on ISIS. They're getting into the business of destroying priceless artifacts. A video was released Thursday showing members of the terrorist group ransacking an Iraqi museum to destroy the idols and gods of non-Muslims. Their quote, some of the objects destroyed were more than 2,000 years old. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama are recognizing African American History Month. In a White House ceremony, the president cited the central role that African Americans have played in every aspect of American life. He also paid tribute to the legends and the giants of the civil rights movement. In sports, a federal judge is overturning the appeal ruling against suspended Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. The former NFL MVP was suspended back in November after pleading no contest to child abuse charges for disciplining his four-year-old son with a tree branch last May. After his appeal was denied, the Players Association filed a lawsuit against the NFL on Peterson's behalf. The union said he shouldn't have been subject to the league's new tougher personal conduct policy since it was implemented after Peterson's case. The NFL says it will now review this latest decision. The Pacers are in action tonight here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, hosting LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7 p.m. But all eyes are on the Pacers' Paul George, who participated in his first full practice yesterday ahead of his self-imposed goal of returning to play by March 1st. While he says it feels good to be back on the court, it's not yet known when he'll start playing in games. And according to media reports, Tamika Catchings and the Indiana Fever have agreed to a new 2-year contract deal that will take the WNBA champ and 3-time Olympic gold medalist through the 2016 season right here in Indy. Catchings announced plans to retire after the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio. This new deal will allow her to retire as a member of the Fever. And for all you fans of Fox's hip-hop drama series Empire, hey, it continues its rise. Deadline.com reports that for the 7th week in a row, the Lee Daniels-produced series increased its viewership with 13.9 million people tuning in. With a coveted 5.4 rating in the coveted 18 to 49 age demographic, Empire was the highest rated show of the night. It beat out the season premieres of both CBS's Survivor and The Amazing Race, which earned ratings of 2.4 and 1.5 respectively. Sunshine on this frosty Friday early, then clouds moving into the metro area. Today's high near 20 degrees. Slick roads are still out there in the city. Be careful. I'm Kim Wells. Make it a great day as you listen to us all day right here on your station for today's R&B and old school 106.7 WTLC and here online at TLCNaptown.com.